dear, we could run around playing these games all day. But in the end, I'm going to get you. Did you really think you could outrun me? It's so sweet. I have lived in solitary in this forest my whole life. And I grew up surviving the harsh life since the day I was born. You have no chance. I must admit I had many opportunities to capture you, but the thrill of the hunt was giving me so much excitement. I let you get away on purpose. But I know that you must be very tired now. So tired you can't keep playing these games any longer. And that's no fun. So I think it's time to put you out of your misery now, don't you think? Shh, don't try to run. I know you're behind that tree. How will I do this? It's so exciting thinking of how I will end you. Will I do it with my own hands? Will I put you up on one of my hunting hooks and leave nature to take its course? That would be very slow and painful. Or will I use one of my hatchets? Depends where I hit, it can either be fast or slow. But either way is painful. Which will it be for you today? Oh, there you are. So small, so frightened. It's been a while since I saw someone trespassing around here. I thought I'd never experience a thrill like this ever again. Actually, because I had so much fun with you, I think I will take you to my basement. I have lots of hooks down there too. Maybe you can even choose which one you'd like to go on. I'm going to put you on my back and take you back to my cabin. You can see my cabin not far from here. You can see the light from the fire at the windows. Looks very cozy, doesn't it? Oh, you're such a lucky thing. Do you know that? Usually people like you would be a splat on the floor by now. But here we are. Home, sweet home. Are you ready to see what my basement is like? Good. Because in no time, you're going to be hanging around in it. On second thought, I am feeling slightly tired after running around chasing you. Slightly. I will leave you on the couch tonight. You can lie there. You are male, right? Well, usually I would kill you right there and then, but I've not had any luck with my daughters. My daughters aren't here. They are gone. I was looking for more daughters of my own to have, but I'm running out of places to raid. I guess it was fate that you ended up here after all. Although you are a boy, I've never had any success of keeping my daughters. They always end up dead. But a son? Maybe we'll be more strong. Maybe we'll survive all seasons here. And maybe we'll even be a very good hunter. It's not something I would do at all, keeping male around. But looking at you, I can't do it. You look so precious, so sweet. I just want to protect and teach you this life. Starting from tomorrow, you will learn to live with me for the rest of your life, my child. From now on, you can call me Mommy, and I'm going to be a great mom to you, just like mine. Was, yes, my mom is away. It was a terrible incident. One night, day, during a very difficult winter, my mother and I were stalking great elk through a forest. Without warning, the elk then decided to charge at me, but my mother, my amazing, brave mother, sacrificed herself for me. She threw herself in front of the elk, and you can probably guess what the antlers did to her, but I will spare you the details, my son. For now, I'm going to tuck you in nicely because you have had a very stressful, inducing night, haven't you? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure you're nice and warm because it's going to be a very cold night tonight. My dear, are you cold? Or did I tuck you in very good? Good. I'm glad to hear that, darling. Are you also hurt from the chase earlier? Yes, I can see a few cuts in your ears. But they aren't serious. I'll clean it for you anyway. My dear. Mommy will get them all nice and clean for you right now. Going to use a little bit of water and this will do the job. Just relax, honey, and let Mommy fix you. There we go. Calm, relax, calm and relax. As I very gently clean your ear. Oh, you're so good behaving for mommy already, yes. Being very good, very quiet. Yes, good, good boy. Good, good, good boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay, that should do it. I hope that now that I cleaned your ears, that you will sleep very nice. Because I want you to get a very nice sleep tonight, because tomorrow I'm going to start teaching you hunting straight away. Oh yes, we have to. How else are we going to eat? Especially with winter coming in fast. We will starve. But I'm sure you're going to do great, dear. I will teach you well. Shh. Don't think about it. All you need to do is have a good sleep. If you can't sleep, I will help you. You know what my mother used to do when I was struggling to sleep? She used to sing me a song. You know the one that you can hear me hum when I was chasing you around? Yes. That's the one, my dear. It goes fully. But I never sing it with the lyrics. Not since my mother passed. I will sing it for you. Баю, баюшки, баю, не ложися на краю. Придет серенький волчок и укусит собачок. Баю, баюшки, баю, не ложися на краю. Придет серенький и волчок, и укусит собачок. Баю, баюшки, баю, не ложися на краю. Придет серенький волчок и укусит собачок. Баю, баюшки, баю, не ложися на краю. Придет серенький волчок и укусит собачок. Баю, баюшки, баю, не ложися на краю. Придет серенький волчок и укусит собачок. since it is in Russian, I will try to translate it for you, my dear, so you can really get the meaning. It's kind of how you have like the hush, little baby, hush. Don't sleep on the edge. Or the old gray wolf will come and grab you by your side. Yes, don't ask. I know it's a very menacing lullaby, my love, but it's just something that is passed down. Mothers sing it to their child becomes mothers, and they pass it on for generations and generations. But that song shouldn't scare you anyway. Your mother is the huntress. She will never let anything bad happen to you. You will learn by me, and I will protect and love you forever. Please don't be scared, son. I'm going to take care of you really well. I don't want to lose you like I lost all my daughters. I'll be keeping you very close. Mommy wants you by her side every single waking hour. Good night, my baby. We will wake up early for the hunt. Please have a good sleep. Don't forget, mommy loves you.